A second attempt by the government of President Rouhani to win a vote of confidence for three vacant seats in his cabinet. The Iranian president attended the parliament along with three of his proposed nominees for the ministries of science, research and technology, education, and sports and youth affairs. The three nominees included Ali Asghar Fani, Reza Faraji Dana, and Reza Salehi Amiri. Addressing the parliament ahead of a vote of confidence, the Iranian president called for stronger interaction between his administration and the legislature.
The administration will not succeed on its path and in its missions if parliament does not stand by the administration and the administration by the parliament with full strength.
But President Rouhani also thanked the three previous nominees who were rejected by the parliament last August. The Iranian president also added that his government's plans do not change with new executive managers. Some MPs reacted to the comment.
In the parliament, we vote for opinions. What is important to the MPs is the differences of opinion and not the difference between individuals. This was where some lawmakers criticized the president's remarks.
After hours of debate between the MPs for and against the proposed nominees, the parliament endorsed Ali Asghar Fani as Iran's Minister of Education and Reza Faraji Dana as the Minister of Science, Research and Technology. However, President Rouhani's choice for Minister of Sports and Youth Affairs, Reza Salehi Amiri, lost the parliament's confidence vote.
The result was not exactly what the Iranian government expected. Now President Rouhani faces a single, empty ministerial seat in the cabinet.
President Rouhani now has 20 days to introduce a new nominee for the post of Iran's Sports and Youth Affairs Minister. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.